Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. We're in the sugyas of Smicha Zakenim. The Gemara just said that described what exactly is Smicha Zakenim, Smicha and Smicha Zakenim. Smicha, the Brisa said, on the Gemara quoted the Tosefta on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Smicha means what we call Smicha, giving over authority to Paskin, and Smicha Zakenim seems to be the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, which we said is a machokas between Rashi and the Rambam, actually, on the Mishnah. What exactly is a Pshad? The Gemara seems to be like Rashi and not like the Rambam. 2 points related to the end of the Gemara yesterday. Right before, we're going to start with V'chad Lo Salach, but right before that, we spoke, we discussed what is the source that Smicha is with three, when somebody confers authority, like Moshe gave to Yeshua ben Nun, what exactly is the source that you need three? So is it because that Moshe gave Smicha, but that's only one? And if you say Moshe is B'makam 71, Moshe is B'makam 71, then you should need 71. So the Gemara did not answer that question. What exactly is the source? The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin said you need three. One of them has to be a samach. One of them has to be a samach. The Kesef Mishnah there discusses how exactly the Rambam uses our Gemara as the makar. But again, the Gemara explicitly doesn't have an answer. There is a question. We might have mentioned this already in over the past few weeks, maybe a little bit on Daf Beis as well. Also, this Gemara says right here that Moshe Rabbeinu, as a Havamina, the Gemara says, if you say Moshe is B'makam 71, so then we should say that you would need 71. That is one Gemara. We're going to have another Gemara where the Gemara does not say that Moshe is B'makam 71, or even not looking forward, looking back, we add back on Daf Beis. What is the source for 71 judges? What is the source for the Sanhedrin Hagadol? So the Gemara there said that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha Shenemar Esfali Shivim Ishvi Zikna Yisrael Moshe Al Gabayim. The Moshe is one plus the 70 that he appointed. So that's the Mishnah on Daf Beis. Moshe is one out of 71. And here the Gemara says that Moshe could be in place of 71. So which is it? What is Moshe Rabbeinu? So Salvation develops one of his Yartzeit Shirim called Takanas Moshe. That could be that Moshe Rabbeinu had two Tafkidim, just like Bezdin has two Tafkidim. Again, there are many riyas to this, but just mention it al regalachas. And that is what we might call, we have in the context of Edim, we have Kiyum and we have Birur. We have Edim Lavara Hadavar, Edim to figure out exactly what happened, Lo Ivri Sa'di El Lashakri, as the Gemara says, Edim are there to make sure that nobody lies afterwards, but also sometimes you need Edis Lakiyum Hadavar, Edim to be there, not just that we know what happened, but you need their presence in order to halachically say what happened. Like marriage. By marriage, even if we have a video that they got married, if there are no Edim there, then halachically it didn't happen. Right? That's Edim have two functions. Sometimes Bezdin has those two functions too. Most of the time Bezdin is Lavarer, to come up with an answer to a question, to something that is unclear. But sometimes Bezdin is used also just as their presence is needed. The entire Bezdin is needed to be Mosif on the ear and the Azaros, on the Halachos, the Kedusha of Eretz of Yerushalayim. So you're not making any decisions there possibly, but it's just to witness, right? Chalitza. Chalitza, we discussed this in the context of Bezin Shakal also. Sometimes Bezin is needed even where you're not making a decision possibly, but where just their presence is needed. So maybe Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Sometimes Moshe Rabbeinu acts as the arbiter, acts as the posek. And when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu as the posek, as the arbiter, you can't argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emes v'sarasso emes. Moshe got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is b'makom shivim v'chad koi. But when it's about Moshe witnessing, Moshe's presence adding something, so Moshe is a Jew like other Jews, and his presence adds one, and then he would be one, and not 71, as according to the first pshat. Okay, there's many other parts to that presentation, but that's one point. The other point to mention is the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Not sure if I mentioned this in the last cycle, in the last year. The Rambam here notes what he says again in Hilchos Sanhedrin as well. The Rambam Shita is that the smicha can be renewed if we would all get together. Nirin li advarim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet. Nirin li advarim, shemiskimu kol hachachamim sheberetz Yisrael, limnos dayanim, velismochosan. If all the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, appoint judges, agree to which judges to be appointed, and give them smicha, then they are considered smuchin. V'yeshlan ladun dinei knasos. And they can judge dinei knasos. V'yeshlan lesmoch l'achem, and they can give smicha to others. Im kein lama hayu achamim mitztaran ala smicha, so why were the achamim so upset that the smicha would be batel? Because they wouldn't be together in order to make those decisions anymore. Lefishi Yisrael mefuzarin, the efshar sheyeskimu kulan. They're going to be scattered around. It's impossible that they're all going to be come to one decision. V'imhaya sham samach v'ipi samach in esorach las kulan el adad din ekrasos v'chulu. That's the Rambam's famous shita, and the Rambam says the same thing right here in the Pirush Mishnayos when he gives his own shot again against Rashi. When he gives his own shot of what smicha zakenim is in the Mishnah, that is, he says it's the smicha that we call smicha, and the Rambam says again, v'yireli, just like he says in Mishnah Torah, nireli, v'yireli, ki kishatiya haskama mikol hachachamim v'atalmidim lahakdim aleihem ish min hayeshiva v'yasimo oso l'rosh u'bavashi zeh b'eretz Yisrael. The Rambam already mentions it here in the Pirush Mishnayos. And the big discussions are, remember, the Rabbani Tzfat wanted to give smicha, and they actually gave smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo, while the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, were not into it. The Radvaz on that Rambam quotes all the problems with this Shita. He is not a fan of reinstituting the Smicha. He says also, how do we decide who's Ra'i for Smicha? He has that scary line. Va'od shenirash etzorach ha'nisbach ra'ui la'oros b'chala Torah kula. V'racho be'enai, says the Radvaz, sheyesh b'dara zeh mi sh'ra'ui la'oros b'chala Torah kula. I don't know if there's anybody in our generation, the generation of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the generation of the Radvaz, right? They knew everything. The Radvaz still has a suffix, whether any of them are on the level. But either way, this is part of the Smicha discussion in the Rambam. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but again, part of a larger topic. The idea that the Rambam says that we could renew the Smicha against other Rishonim. Other Rishonim would say, no, we're not on that level. We can't renew the Smicha. It could be that this connects to the Rambam's general shita. The Rambam seems to minimize or maybe not even have the concept of Niskatnu Hadoros. I know there are many sources, there's a Gemara in Shabbos about this, about how the Doros get, so to speak, smaller or further or lower. Niskanu Adoros, and that's why Bali Tosfos say a few times, well, Bizman Azeh, we're not on that level. Right, Bizman Azeh, right, the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that if you don't have Kamana in Avos, you have to repeat the Amida. Says, say Bali Tosfos, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, well, Bizman Azeh, we wouldn't have Kamana anyway, even if we would repeat. Or the halacha of not davening after one traveled for a couple of days, because you can't have proper kavana. So the Shulchan Aruch says, well, Bizman Azeh, you have to daven anyway. You have to daven on the road. We're not going to have kavana, even if we would wait. Or the chas in the first night of his wedding, the Mishnah discusses in Mesechas Brachas. In all those cases, or many of those cases, Baalei Tosfos and other Rishonim say, well, Bizman Azeh, things are different. The Rambam does not quote any of those Bizman Hazeh, things are different. The Rambam is a believer that everyone is powerful in their generation. Yiftach Badoro, Kishmol Badoro, and it could be that the Smicha is part of that issue. Again, maybe not, but it could be that it is a part of that issue as well. Reflects his Shita about how he views the Doros. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth to last line. V'chad lo samech, one person can't give Smicha. Says the Gemara, you'd give him a base towards the bottom. One person can't give Smicha. What about the following story? V'yabar v'yuda marav, baram zachuro soha ish latov, v'yabar v'yuda ben baba shmo. You should remember v'yuda ben baba for good. Shil malehu nishtachu dine knasos mi Yisrael. Or not for him, dine knasos would have been forgotten in B'nai Yisrael. Why? Because we wouldn't have been able to do smicha. And smicha is needed to be judged dine knasos. As Rashi quotes, l'meidan dine knasos de Elohim ksiv, de mashma dayani mumchin. By dine knasos, it says the word Elohim, which is a reference to expert judges, v'haynu smuchin. That's smuchin, u'bishar dine mamanis lo binan mumchin. Other dine mamanis, as the Gemara said earlier, on daf beis, daf gibel, we don't need mumchin because of ne'ilas delas. But where there is no ne'ilas delas, in the context of knasos, dalet shomrim and gzelos, we daininim babavel, even though we don't have shluchin because of shlichusayu, as the Gemara says above a kama. But, I'm sorry, not knasos, by shomrim and gezel. But, says Rashi, by knasos, we don't do shlichusayu. It's not shriach, less bachisar kis, as the sugya says in Baba Kama, and therefore you need actual smuchin. So, or not for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, We would never be able to have any of these cases judged. Says the Gemara, Nishtachu, we would have forgotten them. Nigrasinu, so why wouldn't we just learn them again? What do you mean we would have forgotten Dine Knossos? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean forgotten, just that they would be nullified and not done. Ella, but Lu Dine Knossos v'Yisrael. Dine Knossos would have been Mevutal, right? We would have never been able to do it because we wouldn't have Smicha. What's the story? Here it is. Shefa Machas, Gazra Machos Arisha. Gzeir al Yisrael, one time the Malchus Arisha, the wicked Malchus, the Romans, were going through a decree on the Jews, Shekala Somech Yehareg. Anyone who gave Smicha will be killed. Shekala Nismach Yehareg. Whoever gets Smicha would be killed. The Ir Shesomchin Ba Techarev. And the city in which Smicha is given will be destroyed. V'tchumin Shesomchin Bahen Yeakru. And the Tchumin, that the Tchum Shabbos, all the area would be totally destroyed. Right? They were they wanted to uproot Smicha from Klal Yisrael. Wanted to uproot. Why Dafka were they so against Smicha? Right? We know sometimes they were against Talmud Torah. They were against Bris Milah, against Rosh Chodesh, against Shabbos. Why Dafka were they attacking Smicha here? So says the Ben Yoyada, because they knew. They knew that they could be mevatel legamrei, says the Ben Yoyada. We should the davar zeh chashvu the yecholom mevatel legamrei ad olam. Kiva da ata in somchin mechadash. Right, because we wouldn't give smicha. They wouldn't give smicha anew. Oh, the smuchim. Because if they stop smicha, they wouldn't give it. If they would get rid of all the smuchim, and if there are no smuchim, the older smuchim that already are there will get old and will die. There won't be any dinik knasos. They don't elah hanismachim, alekan ismachim. Avol shar dinim im yigzer aleim shelo yadunu ing zerasim kaimas laolam. But by other dinim, what are they going to say? You can't judge it. So then, when the next ruler comes, so then they'll judge it. But here, by dinik knasos. So it's by smicha, they realize if they get rid of this, so that would be great because that would cut the line forever. Says they didn't hold like the Rambam, maybe. Or they knew that they would scatter the Jews. Even the Rambam wouldn't be able to reinstitute. So what happened to Ma'asa? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. So what happened? Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba got together. Halach v'yashav lo beit shnei harim gedolim. He went and sat between, in the middle of two mountains, not near anything. Ubein shnei ayaros gedolos, between two big cities. Ubein shnei tchumei Shabbos ben Usha l'shafra'am, up north, places where the Sanhedrin sat after it left Yerushalayim. This Sabach Shav Chavisha Zakedim. So he went in the middle of nowhere, so the Romans can't say that, oh, it was this city, it was this Tchum. So middle of nowhere. And he was Someich to five great rabbis. Ve'eluhain, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, Rabbi Avia, Mosef, Avram Nechemia, Rabbi Avi Anin, Rabbi Nechemia. So he gave smicha to these great rabbis. Kivishi, Kiruyveyem Bahen, once the enemies realized, does not say exactly how they realized, but somehow they got wind of it. Once the enemies realized, Amar Lahayan, he said to them, Banai Rutsu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, run away, protect yourself. Amar lo Rabbi, Matehe Alecha, what about you? Amar Lahayan, he says, forget me. Hareini Muta Lefnehem, Ke'evet Shein Lahovchem. Right, I'm like a stone that can't be moved. I'm too old. I'm going to slow you down. You know, just run. You save yourself. And in that way, at least some of us will be saved. And that's exactly what happened. Amru lo zazam isham, ache natsu, bo shalosh beos lunvio shal barzel. He was speared hundreds of times. Vasu kechvara, and they made him like a sieve, meaning he was killed. But the other rabbis got away. Question mark. What do you see from this whole story? That one could, even one person could give smicha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave smicha. So had we say before that, you require at least three for smicha? Answer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, achrini havi bahadei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba really had other people with him. And maybe they also ran away. V'haida l'chashiv lehu mishim kvodo Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. And that which they didn't mention the other people was because of the kavod of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. They wanted to give him the kavod, and that's why they didn't mention anybody else that was with him. Good. A couple of other points. First of all, the Ben Yoyada says this seems to be a raya to the Rambam, a raya to other Rishonim and not the Rambam. Right? What does that mean? Remember, we mentioned that the Rambam Pshita Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel is that you need three to give smicha, but only one of them has to be a samach. So here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, right? So there was nobody else with him. Says the Ben Yoyada, Makshim L'Divi Rambam. That you only need one samach. Amai Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, hevi achrini bahadei. Why did he even need to bring anybody else? Right? It says other people were with him. Just use the two people, two out of the five rabbis that he was going to give smicha to. Use them. Why do you have to bring anybody else? Just use the people. So isn't this a riot to the other Rishonim? Maybe Rashi, that you don't even need any, you don't need, one of them has to be a samach. Says the Ben Yoyada, maybe there are two types of smicha. One is smicha b'chol davar. Right, you give smicha for everything. And the second is to give power for knasos, not for everything. But only if you have koach, you have wide-ranging ability, in all areas, do we say that you can give smicha to others, but if you only have the smaller to judge in a knasos, you wouldn't have to give smicha to others. Uma, and this is his chiddush now, Uma shapasak Rambam, and that which the Rambam says, that you only need one of three to be a samuch, ena kavana, doesn't mean that the other two don't have to be smuchin at all. They have to be the lower level smuchin of knasos. And these rabbis didn't have any smicha yet, and that's why the Rambam, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava couldn't use them. That's a chiddush, but that's how he interprets, maybe for the Rambam Shita, why he had to take other people here, and he couldn't rely on the other rabbanim that were involved. There is a major question of Salvechik asks, again in some Machshava Svarim is quoted, and other Achronim ask also, we discussed the Ben Yoyada, why were they attacking smicha? Why did they want to get rid of smicha? Well, let's ask the other question. Why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava do this? Right? Is this Yarek Val Yavar? Is the fact that you have to give smicha, it's not one of the big three, but Azorah Gilei Raya Shvichas Damim. So why did he even do this? Why did he go and give smicha? Right? And it had to be in a way that became known. He had to give it to all these rabbis. So why did he give smicha? Wasn't he basically killing himself, right, by giving smicha? Explains Rav Salvechik, it's just the opposite. We mentioned this at a Parsha Shir a number of years ago. He wasn't killing himself, he was giving himself eternal life. Because if a Rebbe wants to live on through his Talmidim, he has to give over the Mesorah to his Talmidim. And if he does that, then he never dies. If he does that, his legacy continues. His Torah is set over. So giving smicha, passing the Mesorah to the next generation, that's giving himself eternal life, not giving up his life. And that's why he gave smicha even under these trying circumstances. Related to that even, Rav Zilberstein has here in the Chashuk Yechemed a question, what if there is someone who gives a shir, a magid shir, gives a shir kavua every week in one of the moshavim, and one of the days there was a warning that there was a potential chadir and mechablim, Rachmana Litzlan, a terrorist that possibly got through the fence, and bikshu mikol toshavim, all the toshavim were asked not to go out, not to leave their homes, not to be outside at all. And the Magid Shir, who comes from outside, wanted to go give the shir. Is he allowed to be, or is it usur to go give the shir? To be Moshe Nefesh, do we say that Torah protects? Haimutu li linsoa, can they live sarashir? Ubatuach ani, bischus arabim, vishomer mitzvah lo yada, dovara, or maybe not. Shema ein li likarnis lasavik sakana. Vavatala sashir, what do I do? So he talks about this here, when we see similar, right, giving smicha. That is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava risked his life for. But he quotes various sources. He quotes from the Sefer Chasidim. If somebody is going far away to learn, and the Drachim on Rishu Bashos, ki yesh listed bedrachim, what do we say? Ya'ayelola hamtin ma'an regach, yavar zam, he shouldn't go. He quotes from the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Shruma, that Talmud Torah derabim, you can't be Moser Nefesh, like Yeshua ben Nun on the battlefield, right? The Gemara says in the beginning of Megillah, right? Why didn't he give a shir, even though they were in the middle of the battlefield? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if you remember the Gemara, Iksubis Ayin Zayin, right? He used to go over to the Baalei Ra'aton and learn with them, right? Even though they had a contagious illness, and the discussion is, how did he do that? Right? So, Kanalanes, is Torah different? Either way, these are some of the sources related to the idea of being Moser Nefesh for literally, or putting oneself into a situation of a Seris Nefesh for Torah. Like Rabbi Akiva at the end of his life as well. Okay, that was in terms of Tzibur, not just in terms of Yachid. Okay, but he continued. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Meir, right after the story. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Samchei. Rabbi Meir was one of these rabbis that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave smicha to. The Ha'amar Rabba, Barbar Chanon, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Omer Rabbi Meir, Lo Samchei Rabbi Akiva, Einu Alatoeh. Well, no, Rabbi Meir was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, one of the five Talmidim. And he got smicha for Rabbi Akiva. So what do you mean he got smicha for Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? Says the Gemara. Samchei Rabbi Akiva v'lo kiblei. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha at the, right, in that famous, starting again with the new Talmidim. Samchei Rabbi Akiva v'lo kiblei. And it wasn't accepted. Why? Rashi says he was too young. Lafisha adayin haya bachur. He was too young. Which others say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says right here, so what about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He was only 18, right? He was less than 18, so maybe he wasn't married yet, he didn't have children. For some reason, it wasn't fully accepted. Samchei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, the Kiblu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba gave a speech when he was a little older, or in a different situation, and then they were mekabelot. Good. Moving right along. Other halachas related to smicha. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. One cannot give smicha, or the smicha institution does not exist outside of the land of Israel. My ain't smicha, what does that mean? Does that mean that the effect of smicha, that the ability to judge dinei krasos is not done in chutz la'aretz? That's not true. V'yatznan. The Mishnah says, in Makos, Sanhedrin noheges bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. The Sanhedrin is noheg even in chutz la'aretz. So what does it mean that smicha is limited? So ela delo samchinan b'chutz la'aretz. It means that smicha is not given in chutz la'aretz. You cannot give smicha in chutz la'aretz. Let's continue stop there for a minute. Interesting, the Achronim point out here that, right, this is one of those halachos that apply to Eretz Yisrael only, that do not have connection directly to the dirt, to the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Right, we know the mitzvah satzliyas ba'aretz. So that we understand. That relates to the kedushas ha'aretz, trumas and maisers and shvita and bikurim. And therefore those should be limited to Eretz Yisrael. What's unique is that there is a group of halachos that also is limited to Eretz Yisrael, which is not directly connected to the land. And this is one of them, giving smicha. So it might be, okay, dafka smicha. Might not relate to the other ones that are limited to Eretz Yisrael. Like, for example, Egla Rufa. The Rambam says, quotes Chazal, in Hilchas Rotzeach. The Rambam says, Ein din Egla Rufa noheg elav Eretz Yisrael. V'chein ve'ebra yardein. That's it. Perek Yud ve'elchaz rotzeach. Egla rufa is limited. Par helam davar shal tzibur, the Gemara says in Harios, is determined by most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael that sinned. That determines for a par helam davar shal tzibur. Right? Or other areas of halacha. So smicha, par helam davar shal tzibur, egla rufa, and a couple of others. So what is it? So if it's not related to the kedushas ha'aretz, right, so what exactly, why are these halachas limited? So it might be, you might say that smicha is limited. Maybe it's unique to smicha. This doesn't have to do with the other context. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago in a parsha shir, but it also comes up here. The Margolius Hayam puts together a couple of sources. Smicha reflects and brings hashras hashchina. Right, that's what smicha emphasizes. Near it, time of demilsa, says the Margolius Hayam. Lefisha smicha nimsheches ish vipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Rucho Alav. Where did the original smicha come from? Har Sinai. Hashem, so to speak, gives smicha to Moshe, and it continues. V'usamachas Yoshua v'azakenim, v'nasan me Rucho Aleihem. Nimsa shekala somech mashpia lahanismach ksas me'ruach HaKodesh shenimshach alav me'Hashem Yisbarach. It goes all the way back to our Sinai. And that's why they're called Elohims. And that's why there's no smicha in chutz la'aretz, because this hashras hashchina of such an intense level can only be in Eretz Yisrael. L'fichach, ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz, she'in shchina shorel ha'adam b'chutz la'aretz, k'tepazach rabbalazar alei d'Rabbi Yehuda, royoi rabbeinu sh'tishra l'in shchina, ela shabav el garmulo, he quotes, maybe it's based on the hashras hashchina. And that's what the Rambam discusses also in Hilchas Sanhedrin. When he begins to talk about smicha, that's what the Rambam says, when he discusses the giving over of smicha, ketzad yesmicha, he says in the beginning of Perek Dalin, echad bezen agadol, senedra katana, o bezen shal shlosha, tzvichan shiyu, echal echan mehen, samach vipi samach, o Moshe Rabbeinu samach Yeshua, biyad, v'chid shivim hashivim, zekenim, Moshe Rabbeinu samcham, v'sharas aleihem shchina. Perek Dalin alcha aleph. What does the Rambam put that in for? He was Mashra Shechina Aleihem. So maybe that's the connection to Eretz Yisrael. Or, if one wants to generalize it and say Smicha is part of the larger framework of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and Egla Arufa and other areas of Halacha, some say it's based on the idea of the Ramban. The Ramban, at the beginning of Gittin, on the base of Maseches Gittin, comes up with the concept that the Achronim call Shem Eretz Yisrael, that the Ramban calls Chibas Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi there is discussing the borders for Gittin, if you remember, for get brought from Medina Sayam and in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban there has difficulty in terms of, as the other Rishonim do, Akko is Akko. In Eretz Yisrael is Akko. Not in Eretz Yisrael. In Beit She'an, all of these different cities. So the Ramban there has one line. Inami sphere le lokin shalasalavo. Even if we say that Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha does not last, Linyin Shumasu Maisris, Chaviva Alayu. It's still Chaviv. Eretz Yisrael b'chibasa hi omedes, ube kedushasa le'inyin yeshivasa vidirasa. Which is called Chibas Eretz Yisrael. There is a unique status to Eretz Yisrael separate from its Kedusha. As we know from Avram Avinu, Amar Yekadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu Lazaracha Etnena. It already has status. We learned back in Maseches Baba Basra, Amar Avinu did a kinyan chazaka on Eretz Yisrael. It didn't have kedusha yet. Right? What kind of kinyan is that? There is a status of the centrality of Eretz Yisrael, especially for certain halachas of national import, of national relevance, like all these halachas have national relevance. Smicha and Paralam Dov Shal Tzibur has to do with defining the Tzibur, right? And Egla Rufa is the Chiddush in that world. But anyway, that is part of the issue that's related to Shem Eretz Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik again talks about this in many places, but it's all based on that Ramban in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. So Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara. Pshita, continuing. Somchin b'chutz la'aretz, v'nismachin b'aretz. What happens if one of the parties is in Eretz Yisrael and one is not? If the smicha, the somech, the giver is in chutz la'aretz, and the nismach is in Eretz Yisrael, ha'armin adalah, that doesn't work. Smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael. What about the opposite though? What about ela somchin b'aretz, v'nismachin b'chutz la'aretz, mai? What if the person giving smicha is standing in Eretz Yisrael? And the nismach is in chutz la'aretz. What do you say there? Rashi says this question is really, could they be far from each other? That's ultimately the question. Do they have to be next to each other? The somich and the nismach. But the other pashtus, the Ramah says, no, it's basically they're on the border. They're on the border, and the somich is here, and the nismach is there, so does that work? So tashva, Rabbi Yochanan mitzdara led Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, delahavigabayo delismachay. Rabbi Yochanan was very upset that he never got the chance to give smicha to Rabbi Shimon ben bar Abba. And Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, v'chadimei, and Rabbi Shimon Zirud, and one of the friends with him, Uman, Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, or the opposite, v'yamila, Rabbi Yonasan ben Achmai, v'chadimei, Umanu, Rabbi Shimon ben Zirud, chad dahavi gabayu samchuhu, v'chad dahavi gabayu lo samchuhu. The one that was with him, he gave smicha to. The one that was not with him, he did not give smicha to, right? That's a raya that it does not help unless, like Rashi says, they're next to each other or they are both in Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Yochanan. Period. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshia, Avi Kamishtakid, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was really trying to give them smicha. It just never worked out. What do you mean it never worked out? Rashi. You can never find two other people to come with him to give smicha. Asks the Achron and point out, what do you mean? Doesn't the Rambam say all you need is yourself? Right? To give the samuch and the other two people can be anybody? So maybe it's like the Ben Yoyada said before, even the other people have to have some level of smicha. Or, I mean, this is a raya, Pasha, this is a raya to the other Rishonim, that maybe all three have to have smicha, not just one of them. But either way, Rabbi Yochanan could never get it done. Lavi Mistaya Milsa, Havika Mitztar Tuva. He was very upset about it. He wanted to give smicha to these students. Amrulei Lo Nitztar Mar. They said, "Don't worry about it. It's all Siyata Deshmaya. It's all Siyata Deshmaya." Ta'anan mi debeis Eli Kasinan. We come from the house of Eli. We are descendants from the house of Eli. And there's certain Lamaisa effects of the story of the house of Eli going back all the way to Sefer Shmuel that are still in effect. Damer of Shmuel bar Nachman Amar Rabbi Yonasan Minayshi in Esmachal Beis Eli. How do you know that nobody in Beis Eli is going to get smicha? Shneamar Lo Yia Zakein Beveischa Kol Hayamim. There won't be any elders in your house. So what does that mean? My Zakein Ilei Mazakein Mamish doesn't mean actual Zakein V'Haksiv Kol Marbis Beischa Yamusu Anashim. It already says anyone who is Marbis Pesecha, when they come to be Anashim, when they become old enough, so then Yamusu Anashim. So you see already that there's a different pasuk that talks about they're not getting old. Ela Smicha. It must be talking about a Samach. Right? Lo Yizakin Beveischa. There won't be a Samach in their house, and that's what the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Rashi quotes it on Daf Yud Ches that even though they maybe could get out of the Gzeira with Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, but still the Smicha element cannot be gotten out of. Okay, Reb Zeira, Avi Mitmar Mila Mismicha. Reb Zeira always used to hide from getting smicha. Remember Rabbi Zeira, he started off in Bavel when he was Rav Zeira, and then he went, as the Gemara says, in the end of Ksubis, but then he became Eretz Yisrael. So he used to be Eretz Yisrael and used to hide. He didn't want to get smicha. To Amar Rabbi Lazar, La'olam havi kavel v'kayam, because he didn't want to be in the limelight, be in the center of attention, because he yelled like Rabbi Lazar, who said, havi kavel v'kayam, always stay in the dark, and then you will be able to live. Kaval is a lashon of Rashi, afel, darkness. V'kayam, and then you'll be able to stand. Right, harchek min harabanus. Rashi says, Shema Kavera says ba'aleha, stay out of the public limelight and taking positions. So that's why he wants smicha. Avi kavil v'kayam, kiven the shama laha. Dom Rebbe Lazar. But what's here the other statement of Rebbe Lazar, who said, Ein adam olo l'gdula elam kiv mochle lo akol avodosav. When a person becomes olo l'gdula, takes upon himself a position of sarchei tzibur, let's call it, he gets mechilas avonos. Am tzilei anafshei. Okay, then he pushed himself, and then he got smicha. He realized that this is a good idea, and there are positives, even though there are also some negatives. The Meiri writes here, as a, whenever this type of Gemara, and you want to know the exact message of the Gemara, the Meiri says here, Ra'ui la adam la harchik min es harabanus v'shol lafarsim es atzmo. Should it be mefarsim himself? Derech ha'ara amru. That's a meiri type of lashon which he commonly uses. The rabbanim were meir. It's not a chiyuv. It's just a ha'ara. Havi kavel v'kayam. Klomar shehi afel. Ratzalomar tsanua v'nistar kiderech ha'omid b'choshech she'eno nireh kolkach. Be like you're in the dark. Ubazu yu chayav b'shalva. And by that, your life could be b'shalva and b'nachas. Umikom akom im zacha v'nismach yisnaheg b'midos haru uyos l'nismach. Right, but if you are zocha to get smicha, so then you have to act like one who is properly in that position. Amar kol l'gdula mochel l'kol avonosav u'ara al hischadshus hanhagosav v'ilui midosav al tzad ha'tachlis. Right, so the Miri takes away the fact that it's not an automatic mechilas avonos. It's just that you have to position yourself and act in a certain way that is befitting your new position, and that would bring mechilas avonos. Right, a more of a different type of explanation in this regard. It's an opportunity, but it's not something that happens automatically. The Maariv Chayes here also points out, so why is it that mechilas avonos, right, or why shouldn't you take the position in the first place? The Maariv Chayes says, because everybody is always looking at what the rabbi does. Everybody is always checking out, you know, is he acting properly? Right, we know this from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chazal of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Holech she'enu note that tiba bo'olam eina dakti gachar maisav. Ulam im misnai barabanus hakom dakti gimachar maisav. Ukshemochiech es b'nei doro mevakshim es mumav. And when the rabbi gives musar, oh yeah, who's he to give me musar and what's going on? And so it's, right, things, Rachman al-Islan, over the generations haven't changed so much. Many times we don't look at our great leaders with the proper respect that we should. Right? We have to take it from that point of view, that we have to try to give them that, the cover that they deserve. Okay. Kisam Chuol, Rabbi Zeira, when they gave smicha to Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara continues, Sharu Le'achi, they sung the following, Lo Kacha, Velo Sharak, Velo Pirkas, right, without any types of makeup. Eye makeup and this makeup without anything, and he's still beautiful. Right? Naturally, Reb Zeira is beautiful. Kisabhul, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, when they give smicha to these great rabbis, Sharu Lehachi, Komendain, Smuchulana. All people like this, these are the types of people that should get smicha. Lo tismichu, Lana, lo, don't give smicha to all the following people. Lo, Misar Mitin, Velo Misar Misin. Right, what are these? These are types of people, says the Rashi, that they interpret the Torah inappropriately. They're mahapich tamei haTorah, or they don't give proper reasons. V'yamrila lo mechamisin v'lo mitormisin. Or these other types of people, right? That don't say over Torah when they know it. Or Rashi is the last one. I'm not sure what it is. Lo esparish. all different types of people who are not roy to get smicha. Rabbi Yavo, ki avi asami mesit to the Bei Kesar, when Rabbi Yavo went from the yeshiva to the, when he had to talk to the Caesar, to somebody in the government for various reasons, nafki matrunisa the Bei Kesar, the matron, the women of the Bei Kesar, went out, umeshar yimlei, and they used to sing to him too, Rabba de ime, midame, the master, the head of the nation, midabarna de umse, the leader, botzina de nahora, the shining light, berich, Masiach l'shalom. Blessed is your coming. Blessed is your coming. It should be in peace. And what about Kalisha? He wasn't focusing on it. They weren't really singing to him. They were singing to the public. Either way, Gemara does not describe or explain that issue. Okay, that takes us through the sugyas of smicha. Now we move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Arifas egla bishlosha. Egla rufa. Has three. Egla Rufa has three. Right, is done in front of three from the Sanhedrin. Tosfos points out, the top Tosfos, this is shayach to the Mishnah, back on that base. Arifa Labdafka doesn't really mean you need three for the breaking of the neck. De Medida hu dehavya begimel. It's the Medida, it's the measuring the closest city to the anonymous corpse. That's what requires three. As the Mishnah says in Sota, Gimel, Mibazan Agolash, Vishalayim, Hayyotzin, Vahadr Ktani, and then it says that they left and then they brought the Egla Rufa. Right? So the three are not for the Arifa part of the ceremony, but for the Medidas. So that's what it means by Egla Rufa. So Tana Rabbana, what's the source? Vyosu Zekinecha Bishoftecha, Zekinecha Shtayim, Bishoftecha Shtayim, Vebezin Shakol, 2, 2, 1, Mosif and Aleno Nechan Arikel Chabisha, Divri Behuda says you need five. Five for Egla Arufa. Again, why would you Bezin Shakol be an issue? So maybe questions might come up, says the Adarama. Maybe there'll be questions and they might have to make decisions. Or it might be like we discussed back on Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, from the Mishnas Yavetz and others. It could be that one, based on the Rishonim, that once Bezdin, once we have the issue of a definition of a Bezdin, because we don't want the stalemate, but that becomes the definition of a Bezdin period, even when there's not going to be any questions involved. Discuss that there. So if you just says five. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zekinecha, Shnai, Vebez, and Shachem, Osif, and Leiro, Nechad, Harigat, Shlosha, Achlokas, 5 and 3. Rabbi Shimon, I have Shoftecha, my Avidlei. Rabbi Shimon, what about, what does he use Shoftecha for? If he doesn't use it for a minion, Homibayle, the Miyuchadin Sheba Shoftecha. That teaches me you have to have three of the Sanhedrin, right? The Miyuchadin Sheba Shoftecha. Rabbi Yehuda, mi Ziknei, Zekenecha, Nafka. Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the extra lashon of Zekenecha. Rabbi Shimon, imi Ziknei, Havamina Ziknei Ashuk. I would have thought you just take elders from the street. Because of Rechmana Zekeinecha, your Zekeinim. Because of Zekeinecha, Avamina Sanhedrin Katana. Even from the Bezin of 23. Because of Rechmana, Vishoftecha, Miyuchadin Shebishoftecha. So you know, three of the 71. From Yehuda, Gamar Ziknei Ziknei, where does he know that from? He learns it from Xer Shava. Mivisamchu Ziknei Ho'eda, Sideyim. When it says that Ziknei Eda put their hands on the Parhelim Dabar Shel Tzibur. Malahalan Miyuchadin Shebeida, Avgam Miyuchadin Shebezekeinecha. So you learn it from Zera Shava. So Gemara says, Yalif Leilif Kula Mehasam. So why do you need all of these Sukkim and Limudim? Just learn all the halachas from there in the Zera Shava. What do you need those two words for? So Gemara says, okay, forget, don't have that drasha. Go back. Ela Vav Vishoftecha Leminyana. That Vav is the extra minion. Ziknei is two and Vav is one. Rabbi Shimon, Vav Lo Darsh. Rabbi Shimon doesn't darsh in the Vav. And therefore, he only has three and not five. Elamayata, once you're darshaning, 1 second, all of these verbs of and words, zikenecha, shoftecha, elamayata, viyatsu, shnayim, umadadu, shnayim, Rabbi Yehuda Hare, tisha, Rabbi Shimon Shiva, why don't you add on the reference to more people involved in the process? And they should have 7 and 9, respectively. No, those words are meant to teach me other drashas. The yatsu, they have to go out to do the medida, hein velo shluchan. They have to go out and not their shlichim. Bezdin cannot send the shlichim, other people to do it in their stead. Umadadu, and they need to measure shafilu nimsu ba'alil la'ir. Even if it is very clear to which city it is closest to, tzorach lasag b'medida. You still have to do the medida, right? It's part of the process, right? The Meiri suggests on a practical level, maybe through the process, they're all going out there, they're measuring, there'll be a lot of publicity, and then they'll get to the MS, and they'll find the actual murderer. Either way, that's what the Meiri suggestion of why the medida still has to be done. Interesting that this drasha of hein velo shluchan, right, this is one of the actions in halacha that one cannot use a shliach, even though we know shlucho shel adam kamoso. But here the Gemara says beferish that you can't use a shliach. So one can ask, two opposite questions, just trying to figure out what the halach is. Why can't you use a shliach? Shlucho shalom the kamoso. So Bezek can make it, you can make a shliach for anything. So why can't you make a shliach for this? Or just the opposite. What do you need, what do you even need a pasuk for? This is a chiyuv on Bezek, it's like a mitzvah sheba gufo. Bezek has to do the medida. What's the havamina that you would be able to, do it by a shliach, that the Gemara has to come and tell me that, you know, you can't use a shliach. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik in the Shi'uri Harav right here, maybe that's exactly what the Gemara is telling me. Right, I wouldn't have thought that it's a mitzvah shebegufo, right, like the Tosfos reading Kiddushin, right, tefillin and other mitzvahs, of course, sukkah, mitzvah shebegufo, of course there's no shlichus there. But maybe I would have thought that this, it's result oriented. Just get it done. Bezek has to get it done. And therefore, if they said the shliach, that's still getting it done. Kamash Malan, no, it's a mitzvah shebegufo. That's exactly what the pasuk is teaching me. V'yish l'tareitz, he writes here in Os Shin Dalet. T'zeh gufa kamash malan v'hach drasha. T'inyin zeh di yitziya yidei bezen agadol. Gam kein mikri mitzvah shebegufo. U'mishem hachi yiyef shalakayma yidei shliach. T'okasalka daitin, t'ein zeh mitzvah shebegufo. V'rak be'inan chalos bezden hagadol b'maysa medida. Elda chalos nitfaz yidei shluchim. Kamash malan, one can't do that. Kamash malan, the issue of medida has to do with the act of medita. It's a mitzvah shebegufo, and Bezek cannot get out of that. Okay, Viter says the Gemara now on the top of the Amud Beis. Masdisa Loki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana opinion. Titania the Brisa says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer V'yatzu Zekeinecha V'shoftecha Zekeinecha Zu Sanhedrin. Meaning our Mishnah says you only need a certain amount of judges. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is going to say you need more people involved in the Egel Arufa. Zekeinecha zu Sanhedrin v'shoftecha ze melech v'kohen gadol. Anytime there's an anonymous corpse, the king and the kohen gadol has to come out and take part of the process. Unbelievable. We know Paskin this way. Melech tichsiv. How do you see the word melech and kohen gadol from the word shoftecha? Melech tichsiv melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz. Right, you see melech is associated with mishpat. As we know, Shlomo ha-melech, kohen gadol tichsiv uvasa la-kohanim alviyim ve'la shofet. So you see shofet is linked to kohanim in the pasuk. So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov requires them too. Iboy lehu. Question is, how far does he go? Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, bechada palig or bati palig? Does he argue on one point or on both points? B'melech v'kohen gadol palig. He argues and says, you all see the melech and the kohen gadol, avah b'sanhedri. But regarding how many of the Sanhedrin, ikareb Yehuda, ikareb Shimon, he baskets like one of the other opinions, either three or five. O Dilmano, b'sanhedri nami palig. Or does he also argue on the Sanhedrin part? Three and five are not enough. To Amar Kula Sanhedri Bein, and he requires the entire Sanhedrin. Wow. So Amar Rav Yosef, let's try to prove it, Tashma. The Gemara quotes, later on, we're going to have the main sugyas of Zakein Mamre, one of the members of the great Sanhedrin that argues against his colleagues. He's outvoted, and he still paskins, and still tries to go and undermine, basically, his colleagues' authority, and still go against them. So he's chayiv misa, that's Zakein Mamre. So matzana beis pagi, v'himr aleihem. If the Zakein Mamre finds the Sanhedrin in beis pagi, meaning not in the Lushkas Hagazis, and he rebels against them there, Zakein Mamre, yachol te hamra aso hamra, you might think he's chayiv misa because of that din, Tambalomar, Vikamta Valisa, Elamakom, Malamecha Makom Gorim. No, only if he rebels against them in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lushkas HaGazus. The Makom is Gorim. And therefore, what does the Makom actually mean? Right, Tosfos discusses this, Avavagav the Meister Sheni, Ksiv Nami Makom, even though by Meister Sheni it also says Makom, and that means all Yerushalayim, Hachagabi Sanhedrin, Mal Mikri Makom, Ala Lushkas HaGazus. Only Lishkas Agazis, right? That's what Makom means for the Sanhedrin. Samuch Lamachane Shechina. Like he goes to the Gemara in Zvachim, Nun Dalid. Like we have said in the past, that the Sanhedrin sat in the Chelek of Yehuda, and the Mizbeach was cut off on the southeast side, didn't have Yesod. But that's the Makom that is meant by the Sanhedrin. So Gemara says, the Nafakama. So the Gemara teaches us, based on a pasuk, the Brisa teaches us, that if a Zakein Mamre rebels against the Sanhedrin outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not Chayim Misa. So the question is, the Nafakama, how many of the great Sanhedrin did he meet outside that we would have had that Havamina? So Ilema, Miksasa, and if it's only part of the Sanhedrin that was there, so Dilma Hanafdika Gavoy Kaimi Kavase, maybe the ones inside would have agreed with him. And therefore, there's no Havamina that he would have been Chayim Misa. Right? Rashi says, that's what's going on here, that he wouldn't be Chayim Misa. Maybe it'd still be Usher, but he wouldn't be chayav misa in this regard. So ela pshita that afakule. So kulu must be they all went out. It must be the whole Sanhedrin went out for some reason, and he rebelled against them there, and that's the havamina that he'd be chayav for zakin mamre, and he's not. And we say he's not. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, that he wouldn't be chayav in this, in that case. Olamai, why would all the Sanhedrin go out? For what reason would all the Sanhedrin go out? Lamai, ilay meladvar reshus mimazunafki. If it's for stam advar reshus, could they go out for advar reshus and leave the lishkas hagadz is empty? Vaksiv sarareich agan hasar yechzer amazeg. That pasuk teaches me that they have to have some left. So elapshita ledvar mitzvah, it must be they all went out for advar mitzvah. So which advar mitzvah did they go out for? A lot of assumptions here. It must be all the Sanhedrin. It must be they went out for advar mitzvah. So hechi dami. So a lav, isn't this, what other advar mitzvah is there? Lav lo medidas egla for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe they went out for egla rufa, and it's like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shita who would say to Amar, Kule Sanhedrin Be'inan, and it's saying that he argues even on that part of it, not just 3 and 5, but you need all the Sanhedrin there. Question mark. So isn't that maybe what the Dvar Mitzvah is? Says the Gemara, no, there are other Dvar Mitzvahs. Maybe they went out to be Mosif onto the borders of the ear or the Azara. Kidetan, as the Mishnah says, back on Daf Beis, Ein Mosif and Alayir v'Alazaros Ela Bebesin Shol Shivim V'Yechad. That's what you need all 71. And Tani Kavasi Rav Yosef, and there's a Raya, a Brisa that supports Rav Yosef against Abaya. There's a Brisa that supports that Elazar ben Yaakov does say all the Sanhedrin. Matzah, the base pagi, the himra alayin, kigon! She has the medias eglo, lose, alir, valazaros, has a befeirish, yocho, shede amraso, hamraat, hamalomar, vekamta, vialisa, elamakom, molamed, shamakom, gorim. So, three shitas in Egla Rufa. Elazar ben Yaakov has the most radical shita that for Egla Rufa you need the entire Sanhedrin agadol, right, to measure, and the king, and the Kohen Gadol. Period. We'll have to get back to this later in the Masechta, but Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim discusses what is it about the Lishkas Hagazis. Right? What is it about that? What do you mean if you rebel against the rest of the Sanhedrin? So why don't you say? It's Asur. Says the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, maybe they have a different status of Bezdin if they're not there. The Gzeres HaKasavu, the Ksheinon Bimkoman, Einon Nechshavin LeBezdin Shall Call Yisrael. They are the representatives of all Bnei Yisrael, but they only have that representation when they're there. They're only 71, which is a tiny of Jews. So how can they be representative of all the Yisrael? Right, even if there are others, but they're only a minority of the people, a small minority. Still, that's what would be required. Again, Zakin Mamre is a huge discussion. That an important Ramban, which we have mentioned often, the Ramban in Dvarim in Kiseitze, a Parachafal of Pasuk Yudches, where he discusses the four people, the Dalit Shetzricha Nachrasa. We'll have to get back to that. It's the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, not Peites, I think, right, where the Gemara says there were four people that have announcements before they are put to death because they are punished not for what they did, but for what they represent. Zakin Mamre, Ben Sora Morev, Mesis, and Adim Zomamin. Those four people the Ramban discusses, and he goes through how each one of them, they're punished more for what they represent and what they could lead to, and not for the Maisa Avera itself. That's the Ramban in Perachafal of Advar. Okay, let's do a little more. Says the Gemara, Netar Ravai Maisha Sheni, Shenam of Yidu Mishlosha, Netar Ravai Maisha Sheni, that you don't, their value is not exactly known. You need three people to estimate how much you're going to redeem it onto. Tan Rabbanan, Ezo Maisha Sheni, Shenam of Yidu, and what does that mean? What do you mean? Fruit or fruit? No, Perish Yerkivu, if they started to rot, the Yayin Shehikrim, or wine started to go bad, Umao Shechlidu, or money started to become moldy and to rust, right? All of those, right? It's not clear, so you need three people. You need experts. You don't want to take away any money. You don't want Meister Shani or Hektish to, or Netar Avai to lose any money. Tana Rabbanan. Meister Shani, Shein Dama Vyiduam Podroso Bishlosh Lekuchos. Meister Shani, in this context, you don't need three super expert rabbis. You need three Lekuchos. Three merchants, right? That know the area, that know the topic. Rashi, Socharim, Bekid, Beshuma. Three that are expert in estimations. Avalo, Beshlosh, Shein, Lekuchos. You can't use three that are not experts. Afilu, Nachri, Echad, Meher. Afilu, Echad, Meher, Bailim. And one that could even be a non-Jew or a Bailim. This isn't a din of a Bezdin. It's a din of figuring out, estimating how much it's worth. Boyer, Birmia, Shlosha, Matilon, Tokis, Echad, Mahu. What if it's three people, but they all basically share their investments? Tashma, ish v'shtei nasha, poden, ma'aser sheni, chindam av yiduin. Right, the Braisa says, even a man and his wife, two wives, right, doesn't that prove they could all be in the same package, kisechad, dilmachon Rav Papa basaba sarah. No, maybe not. Maybe it's like Rav Papa and his wife, basaba sarah, who, the Gemara Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere, that's a case where they had different bank accounts, right? Eini nizonis ve'eini osa. Even though they were married, therefore there is no raya, the Gemara ends off with an ibaya, delo, ifshita. Okay, we'll have to stop there. By Hakdashas of Hashem, we will continue next time with Mesechus Sanhedrin.